Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
John Fetterman, please stand up. Senator John Fetterman has increasingly been willing to stand up and question his own party, and in some cases publicly question his party's unwillingness to agree with anything President Trump says or does. Recent polling shows that nearly 3 in 4 Republican registered voters in PA hold a favorable view of Senator Fetterman. The question in the air is, will he leave the Democratic Party and join the GOP? To discuss John Fetterman and other issues, my guest today is Cliff Kincaid. He's president of America's Survival, Inc. Thanks, Cliff, for being with us.
Good to be with you, Diane.
So John Fetterman was elected in 2022 after a heated battle for that seat that Senator Toomey was not running for re-election. In fact, in the primary, there were 7 Republicans and 4 Democrats running, ending up with Fetterman being the nominee and coming up against Mehmet Oz in November 2022. And of course, we know the results of that is Fetterman won. And as a reminder to our listeners, prior to that, he served as PA's lieutenant governor. So have we forgotten, we Pennsylvanians forgotten, who John Fetterman was in that role? And has he really changed? Now, Cliff, recently you wrote an article entitled Fakes, Frauds, and Fetterman. Why did you write the article and what did you find out?
Diane, I'm very interested in Pennsylvania. I live in northern Maryland, just literally a few hundred yards from the Pennsylvania border. I'm actually going up to Pennsylvania to visit some friends of mine today. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested in the state. It's a beautiful state, but some of the politicians there, like Fetterman, are quite, to say the least, characters.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of Fetterman, he's either a fraud and a con man, or he's suffering from the lingering after effects of his stroke. And I don't mean to make light of that. It could be an explanation, but he's been acting erratically. It's true that some Republicans, many Republicans actually, like him. In fact, one recent poll found that more Republicans like him, a Democrat, than their own Pennsylvania Republican senator.
Oh, Dave.
And
McCormick.
I'm just trying. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to set the record straight on who the guy is. He voted for Anthony Fauci, not having to legally testify about his role in COVID. And by the way, that brings up Fetterman's own role. Which I think he's still covering up. And you know it better than I do. He was Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor. He was implicated in the COVID deaths in your state when the governor and his health secretary, who went on to work for Biden, put all these COVID patients into the nursing homes, killing thousands of old people.
Yeah, and that's after, and I'll throw this out, and that's after our health secretary, quote unquote, Rachel Levine, again, quote unquote, removed his own mother from a nursing home.
So Fetterman has a lot to answer for. It's good that he's voting for Israel in the war on Iran. But what about the thousands of deaths that occurred on his watch? This is one of the issues I bring up.
Yeah. And I know that when Anthony Fauci was testifying during that Senate hearing, the only thing that Senator Fetterman voiced as far as concerns or regrets was that he and other Democrats had not believed the theory, quote unquote theory, that the virus leak came from the Wuhan lab. That's the only regret that I've heard him voice is that. Not a regret.
Yes.
Yeah, not a regret on the lockdowns. Not a regret on the vaccine mandates, closing businesses that have never reopened. No regret on his part that I've read.
No. And in effect, I sometimes talk to people and ask them, have you ever lived under communism? Mm. And a lot of them think I'm referring to refugees from Cuba or Venezuela. But I'm saying, no, we all lived under it under COVID.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Was a form. Yeah. This was a form of communism that closed down our churches, closed down our businesses, put a lot of people out of work, killed 1.2 million Americans. We don't know the final death toll right. from the virus and the vaccine. And, but the idea that he should just reluctantly, Fetterman, that is, come to think, well, maybe it came from China
yeah.
and was deliberately leaked. Come on, wake up, Mr. Fetterman.
Yeah.
You got to recognize, and this is another thing I bring up, Diane, when he talks about opposing the socialists in the Democratic Party. The DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, are communists. I know this, and I've written about this for decades. One of their main leaders was a guy, Kurt Stand. I have all the details at my website, usasurvival.org, who was convicted of espionage on behalf of the old East Germany and the old Soviet Union and Russia. This is a guy who served prison. And I guess as they become more entrenched in the Democratic Party, I want to ask Fetterman, why don't you just get the heck out?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't see him becoming a Republican, but I can see him becoming an independent, just like Joe Manchin did. But so the DSA has been around for a long time. They're just now becoming more public? Is that what you're saying? It's not a new phenomenon?
Yeah. Okay. They've been around for decades. Look, the origins of the DSA can be found in the origins of the Bolshevik Party in Russia. It's called social democracy. It sounds great, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But this was actually a book written by Lenin. They have two different trends in the communist movement. One they call socialist or progressive, and the other is avowedly and openly communist. And as I say, in the case of this guy, Kurt Stand, he was a communist espionage agent for our enemies. He actually joined the DSA after he was a member of the Young Communist League in college. It's all mixed together. You can't separate them out.
Yeah, and we see more and more of the attempt to separate the origins of like the DSA and such, and we forget the history behind it all. And we see more and more of those candidates who identify. In fact, here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, which is probably one of the bluest congressional districts over there in Philly, Chris Rapp just won. There's going to be no Republican on the ticket because no one ran in that district because they knew they wouldn't win. And he beat out I forget how many Democrats ran against him in the primary, but he won. He's currently a House member, state House member or state senator. I'm not sure which right at this point. But he will be the next congressman representing that district, you know, from Pennsylvania. So we now have 17 congressmen, 17 U.S. representatives, and he will be the second DSA. The other one is Summer Lee over in Pittsburgh. She's representing part of Pittsburgh. So both ends of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will be represented by a self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist.
Listen to this, Diane. The Democratic Socialist, this was about a year or so ago, claimed 100,000 members.
Wow.
Now, you might think, oh, maybe that's not too much in the overall scheme of things. But I remember reading a book by the Soviet dissident and freedom fighter Vladimir Bukovsky. And he said, remember, Lenin, at the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, had only 40,000 members of the Communist Party. And there's more and more evidence every day through polls and these elections you cite that young people are going communist.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they look at the headlines, the debt of the United States, Social Security going bankrupt. And they're thinking that the older generation, maybe that includes us,
maybe
that we've taken all the wealth and that they're being left with nothing. And so when you look at the polls for those who are socialists or voting socialists, overwhelmingly, they're coming out of the colleges.
Yeah. And I think part of it is they're also being taught that capitalism is bad and the capitalism is to blame for for the debt and for, you know, for creating these billionaires. And I think, isn't there now a trillionaire? Isn't Elon Musk now a trillionaire? Anyway, these very rich people, and blaming it on capitalism, saying that there's, you know, that it's bad because you have these very ultra rich people and then you have the poor folks.
Let me tell you this. I think in order to get out of this mess, we've got to tell the truth about these duplicitous, lying politicians like Fetterman, mm-hmm. and like your governor, by the way, Josh Shapiro, who's lying about these measles cases in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But we need the churches to step up. You know, the 10th commandment is thou shalt not covet your neighbor's goods.
Mm-hmm.
That's the essence of socialism.
That's true.
Socialism is legalized theft.
Yep.
These people who are voting socialist want to take your property and mine. Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
That's true.
A viol- Why don't the churches speak out against this?
That's an excellent point. I mean, you know, I hadn't thought about it, the tenth commandment, but that's true. I've always wanted the churches to speak out and get involved in like pro-life issues and stuff like that. But the 10th commandment and the do not covet, that is something that the churches, another angle the churches need to use in getting involved in what they, you know, what they consider politics. But it's not really, to me, it's not really politics. It's helping your fellow man.
It's helping your fellow man and getting a lot of our problems in America today and worldwide are stemming from violations of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now this legalized theft movement, which mm-hmm. is socialism and communism, is threatening to take over our country. And if they win the House, and you don't have to be just an identified member of DSA to be a socialist, but the Democratic Party is basically socialist.
Yeah.
If they win the midterms, mm-hmm. we are looking at an economic crash in the United States.
Definitely need to consider all those as the November midterm elections come up. It's critical that Christians get out and vote, that Christians be educated where the candidates stand. I looked up and a voter guide that we put out in 2022 for the Senate primary race, in which, of course, Fetterman was one of those. And our voter guide I think it was put out in April 2022 for the May primary. Fetterman supported men and women's sports, supported the Equality Act, giving homosexuals and transgenders protection under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. He supports legalizing recreational marijuana, supports Medicare for all, and opposes overturning Roe v. Wade, opposes showing photo ID in order to vote. And that sounds like a typical Democrat to me, and I haven't heard him renounce any of this stuff. He still has these stands, and he also said very clearly, in April 2022, Fetterman said, quote, we are 100% behind the Biden agenda and the Democratic agenda. You're never going to pick up your smartphone or the paper and find that John Fetterman has changed his mind on minimum wage or voting rights or the PRO Act, which is the Protecting the Right to Organize Act. I have yet to pick up my smartphone or the paper, as if papers exist anymore. But anyway, to find out that John Fetterman has changed his mind on the LGBTQ issue or abortion, or I know just recently city opposed the Save America Act, which would require photo ID in order to vote. That's one of the many things that it involves. But he is a typical politician. He's a typical Democrat. Why do you think that so many, I mean, that recent poll you mentioned was what, 4 of 5 Republicans, Pennsylvania Republicans, support Fetterman, I guess. Why do you think that he's being painted as a moderate, and why he's viewed favorably by so many Republicans?
Well, it's because, Diane, these Republicans are watching Fox News.
Okay.
That's really their only alternative source of information. And Fox News has made Fetterman into a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, he appears there almost every week.
Wow.
As if he's some kind of independent voice, mm-hmm. when you just pointed out he's not.
No.
He votes 91% with the Democratic Party. He voted in favor of Fauci's invoking the Fifth over 100 times. And let me tell you about Medicare for All, one of these frauds that he then supported, probably still does, and which is a favorite theme of the DSA. I'll tell you, as someone who's on Medicare, Medicare is not a panacea. It's a Pandora's box. It covers some things, but if you don't have a Medicare supplemental a policy that is a private policy through, say, United Healthcare, you're going to be stuck with big bills and you're not going to be able to afford to pay them.
Yeah.
So Medicare for All is basically a fraud as well. Social Security is going bankrupt, and yet they want to expand government programs. Where are we going to get the money?
Exactly. And we're in trillions of dollars in debt now as a nation. And I'm just wondering whether Fox News is in the middle of this, but that they will support anyone who supports President Trump. Will Republicans support anyone who supports President Trump? And Fox News support anyone who supports President Trump? That's kind of what I'm looking at. You know, all the news is about Fetterman saying this and that against his own party, ignoring Fetterman's history. More in recent history, like you just mentioned, he voted not to require Fauci to...
contempt citation.
That too, the contempt. And I think they're just being, Republicans are being hoodwinked by, in this case, and not remembering the history, not remembering who John Fetterman really is, as the news, Fox News and such, just highlight his votes or his stand for Israel and his support of some of what President Trump wants. So let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned Governor Shapiro. There seems to be a little bit of a battle going on, a little feud going on between Governor Shapiro and Secretary of Health Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because there were two deaths in Lancaster County of what the PA Department of Health is saying, measles-related deaths. Again, measles-related deaths. Interesting, I read the article that you sent me where the Lancaster County coroner didn't know anything about deaths caused by measles. And supposedly this happened in his county. Democrats are once again twisting the language and they're saying measles-related deaths and not deaths caused by measles. That's two different things.
Right. And you know, Shapiro is, like Fetterman, another fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He talks in favor of Israel. Of course, he's Jewish and we respect that. But then he reverts to his ordinary Democratic Party platform an agenda by sending his health secretary out to attack the Trump administration over measles, claiming there are two, the exact phrase as I understand it was measles-associated deaths in Lancaster County, whatever that means. And of course, the coroner in Lancaster County says there are no measles deaths here.
Yeah.
What is this all? And it's what Shapiro is doing is trying to attack the Trump administration and in particular HHS Secretary Bobby Kennedy for wanting to give parents more leeway in deciding when and how to get their children vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we all know that there is reluctance in Lancaster County especially. But and if you want to talk about that, or they do, let's talk about it. But don't make up deaths just to push a propaganda point.
Yeah. I know Shapiro blames RFK and the Trump administration as a whole for the fact that there are fewer parents want to get their kids vaccinated. And I guess it's down, I guess he finally admitted that there was conversation, my understanding, between Governor Shapiro and Secretary of HHS Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I guess during the conversation, Shapiro mentioned that the decline in vaccinations actually happened during the Biden administration. And I wonder why that would have happened, you know, with all this COVID stuff and the forced COVID vaccinations.
Right. Well, that was partly because people were so isolated and their kids were not going to school and we weren't allowed to get outside, even go to beaches, not allowed to go to churches. But yet the liquor stores and the pot stores were open, you know, and this is why there was reluctance and kids were not getting vaccinated because they were stuck at home.
Yeah. And, you know, with the reported deaths associated with the COVID vaccine, that made people even more hesitant. But you mentioned Shapiro going, you know, following the Democrat platform, you know, the agenda, pretty much so. He's been involved. We have, of course, a Democrat governor and a Republican attorney general. So Shapiro has been compelled to sign on to lawsuits that other state AGs have started, like the one against photo ID and such. Shapiro's had to sign on to those himself as governor because our Republican AG, Dave Sundy, won't because he agrees with what the administration is doing on issues.
Yes. Well, Shapiro, like Fetterman, she just realized that he shouldn't stay in the Democrat Party. He's trying to sound like a Democrat here by making up these lies about measles mm-hmm. deaths. But the Democrat Party doesn't want him. Yeah. Alan Dershowitz, the great Harvard professor, mm-hmm. retired, who was a lifelong Democrat, just announced in the Wall Street Journal he's leaving the Democrat Party and becoming Republican. And he says it's because of the Democrat Party's anti-Israel, mm-hmm. anti-Jewish stance. Yeah. And why doesn't Shapiro, who is himself Jewish, recognize that?
I don't know. And many people wonder whether he was not chosen for Kamala Harris's VP was because he was Jewish. Yeah, that's been floated out there too. So I don't know. Governor Shapiro is so pro-abortion, so LGBTQ friendly. He has been since he was in the state house. And Fetterman is too, as far as that goes. He's,
yeah.
you know, pro all the stuff that the Republican Party should be opposing. Although we have some, I'm thinking of, you know, Brian Fitzpatrick over in Bucks County, Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, who's also pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, and he's a Republican. So we have some rhinos here in the state, too. So how can folks get hold of your article, Fakes, Frauds, and Fetterman?
They can go directly to my website, usasurvival.org. I wrote that about a week ago. I'm going to keep up on it because, mm-hmm. as I say, I'm just south of Pennsylvania. I love the state. I've been up there many times. I was able to see the great Grand Canyon.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah, yeah. Way up north, uh-huh.
Oh, we were up there. We went into one city where it's almost completely dark, and we were able to see the night sky.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great state, beautiful state, known for religious liberty, and we have to safeguard that. But we have to safeguard all our rights, and we have to make sure that these Pennsylvania politicians do what they claim they're doing.
Yeah. Well, you need to move the extra 100 foot or so across into Pennsylvania from Maryland, then that would be, wouldn't be that big of a move.
Well, that's right. But one reason we moved up to where we were is where we are now is we tried to be close to one of my sons and my first two grandsons who are down in Walkersville, Maryland.
Okay.
One thing we do like to do is we like to get up to Pennsylvania. And one of my sons was just here from South Korea, and he bought a bunch of clothes up there at the Gettysburg Outlets. And what we like about Pennsylvania is there's no tax on clothes.
That's true. Yep. Yep. There are a few states like that. Go to Delaware, there's no tax on, no sales tax on anything. So just move east, but that's a liberal state too, so don't do that.
If I had three or four homes, I would.
You mean like Bernie Sanders? Doesn't he have like seven or so? Yeah, one of those anti-capitalist who's very much so, yeah, wealthy in money and houses. Anyway, thanks so much, Cliff, for, you know, exposing Fetterman, because that poll is astounding to me. The three of four Pennsylvania registered Republican voters view him favorably. They're just short memories. GOP voters have short memories in too many cases. So anyway, your website is, give that again, and can folks contact you through the website?
Yes, usasurvival.org. I don't have a newsletter. I should add that we were defunded and deplatformed under Biden, and so we're trying to get back on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
But please come to that website every week because we have new material almost every day.
Okay, good. Fantastic. usasurvival.org. Thanks again, Cliff, and you take care of yourself.
Thank you, Diane. Good luck to you.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323. to learn more, and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families and the future of Pennsylvania.